Our own Richard Winham spoke yesterday with a man in Dalton, Georgia, who wears many hats while helping others.
Wood Songs regularly stages acoustic music shows in Dalton. Because of the virus, their next show featuring award-winning fiddler Becky Buller has been rescheduled as an online show, streaming live from her living room. The show will also be a benefit for the Deyo Clinic in Dalton. Tom Brown is both the executive director for the Deyo Clinic and for Wood Songs. As the executive director of the Deyo Clinic, you're based in Dalton. You cover Whitfield and Murray counties. You cater to people who are, even in the best situation, are challenged.
Yes.
Do you have more people coming to see you now?
Currently, I guess as of a couple of weeks ago, for 2 weeks, we're not accepting new patients because we needed to come up with a protocol. But one other factor that fits into it, a lot of the volunteers here we have that do the eligibility interviews. In order to be seen here, you have to meet certain income criteria, or rather lack of income criteria, and have no insurance. And so we have people that determine eligibility. And the majority of the people that do those are retirees that are probably 70 and up. We have several that are retired social workers, have someone who retired school counselor, retired Social Security benefits person, and we don't want them exposed because they're at a high-risk group. And we've also got to figure out a way to protect our patients because 80% of the patients we see have chronic illness. What we have in place right now is patients must call to be let in. We only let in one at a time, so we don't have people congregating in the waiting room. We don't let them bring in other family members unless it's absolutely necessary, like if someone maybe has a cognitive disability or has trouble and they need somebody to help them get inside or whatever the case is. We would make an exception, but we're not letting people just come in with the patient. It's all about trying to minimize any possible risk. And, of course, we're gloved up and wearing masks and wiping down all the surfaces with Clorox wipes and being very diligent about keeping everything at bay.
Which sounds to me like that's your challenge. Are there more people wanting to talk to you than you have time to talk to them?
Surprisingly, we have quite a number of patients who they're canceling their appointments. We've suspended the evening clinic for now. We generally are open Mondays till 8 and Thursdays until 8 to accommodate people who work. We have a large number of our patients who I would consider to be working poor, and you know, they have chronic disease and they're making minimum wage and they obviously can't afford insurance with a $2,500 deductible, and they don't have the funds to regularly see a physician. But if you have a condition like diabetes, which 22% of our patients have, that's a rather expensive condition to have. But we've suspended the evening clinics, and one reason is because people are canceling, so we can schedule them, work them into the daytime. And then we've also got a disproportionate number of volunteers who are older retirees, retired medical professionals that volunteer here during the evenings. And they're concerned about their exposure. So we're trying to protect patients, staff, and volunteers.
So you talked about that's a 14-day time frame that you're working in to try to figure out how to cope with this?
Right. We've come up with a game plan to do new interviews, and we also are exploring telemedicine. We've got the capabilities. If the patient has a smartphone or a computer at home, we're going to try to work it out where with existing patients, maybe somebody that was coming in as a follow-up, a routine visit to see how they're doing on their new medication or how they're doing with their condition, and try to do it utilizing technology if they're afraid to come in.
According to the New York Times today, there have been 1,388 confirmed cases in Georgia, and yet the number of confirmed cases in Dalton seems much smaller than that.
It does. I think we've had maybe two or three. There seems to be little pockets around the state. I think there might be a couple of counties that have had no occurrence whatsoever. You know, I think the risk is less here than it might be somewhere else, but it's all a matter of they keep preaching social distancing, hand washing, and we're screening. If someone shows up at the door, we bring them into the waiting room. They have their temperature taken, and then we ask them screening questions. We are not equipped to deal with coronavirus, and should they have symptoms, we would refer them to one of the local convenient cares where they could actually maybe do the swabs and do the tests, or I guess what they would do first is test for strep and test for conventional flu and rule those out. But it's just one of those things we're not really geared up for. But we're working on it.
Do you plan in the future to see patients infected with the virus?
Not unless we have personal protective equipment, and not unless we were able to come up with I've heard tests will be made available to everyone who wants one, but I think right now it's more like tests are being made available to people who are very strongly suspected to have the disease, and we have no way of testing for it, nor do we currently have any way of protecting staff and volunteers. The bulk of our patients are treated for, you know, conditions like chronic hypertension, diabetes, heart conditions, COPD, things of that nature, and of course some allergies on occasion, but generally it's things that are not transmittable. So, you know, up until just a few weeks ago, it has never really been a concern.
Is it true that many of the patients are in what could be called one of the most threatened populations, in as much as they have economic challenges? So the notion of social distancing and that sort of thing, is that more of a challenge for them?
Probably several factors. One is they already have an underlying condition. So if you have diabetes and hypertension, you're already at greater risk regardless of your age.
I guess the thrust of the question really is, why do you think it is that Dalton has been able to contain it so well?
I don't know, Richard. I was going to say maybe because we're not as international as some of the other places. I mean, New York is certainly an international city. Atlanta area would be international. But Dalton, in some ways, I mean, we have people coming in and out of Dalton from all over the world, and a lot of it's industry related. I know several friends of mine that work in the flooring industry, and one came back from China soon after the breakout in Wuhan, and he had the flu. But of course, when he went to the emergency room, they suited up as if he had the COVID. And another friend of mine periodically goes to Russia. So we do have quite a number of people in our community that are international travelers, but all it takes is one.
Is your community on lockdown, pretty much?
The restaurants and bars are closed for indoor dining. So if you want to eat, you have to get carry out. I dropped off some paperwork the other day to somebody. We did it at literally arm's length. You know, here's your paperwork. And, of course, I was wearing a mask and gloves, taking it seriously.
Let me ask you to switch hats. What exactly is your role with WoodSongs?
I'm the director. I'm the one that gets all the blame if it goes wrong. It was started by Paul Byron some 10 years ago, and, well, this is year 10, and he had it for several years and passed it on to me.
Well, I think it's resourceful of you, and you're not alone in this. A number of other people have come to the same conclusion, that if you can't bring people together terrestrially, that you can bring people together in a virtual setting. What you're calling Quarantunes will feature Becky Buller.
She was scheduled to play this Saturday, and she has played in Dalton twice already, and delighted to say that I was the first one that booked her as the Becky Buller band some years ago when she put her band together and went out on her own. But I've known her for many years. Great person, very talented. And, you know, I hated to call off the concert, but nobody was probably going to come and didn't want to put anybody at risk. And she agreed to live stream it from her living room. And we came up with the name Quarantune at Noon.
On Facebook?
On Facebook, yes. It is a benefit concert on the WoodSongs Dalton Facebook page. The original concert, we had a $2,500 matching gift from Modern Woodmen of America, but since we're not having it, that kind of canceled that deal. But I found an anonymous donor who's going to match proceeds to $2,000.
How do people make a donation?
They can go to the Deo Clinic website and click a little button, deoclinic.org.
While the concert featuring Becky Buller live in her living room streamed live at 12 noon today, it will be on the WoodSongs Facebook page, WoodSongs Dalton Concerts, for the next 72 hours.